Last night at the Republican convention in San Diego, Stephen McDonald of the New York City Police Department addressed the delegates with his young son at his side. Here is Detective McDonald's speech in its entirety.
My son, Connor McDonald, is 9 years old, and he has never seen his father move his arms or legs. But when he puts his soft hands to his father's face, I feel the promise of America. And when he looks into my eyes, I know that he can see the pride of America. Tonight, I return to San Diego, where I served our country as a Navy corpsman, from my home in New York, where I now serve my city as a police officer. I come not as a political insider or even as a registered Republican. Instead, I come as a father and as a husband and as a proud American who believes that the promise of America is not a distant memory of the past or a pipe dream of the future. Our American promise is a dividend of sacrifices suffered and pain endured. As a soldier, a civil servant, and a senator, there is one man who understands that sacrifice and pain, but more importantly, who understands the promise that is born of it. That man is our next president, Bob Dole. In my lifetime, I have learned that anatomy is destiny only if I allow it to be. As physically challenged as I am, so too is our country morally challenged. I believe that America must keep its promise to the children who have been deprived of the right to life. The scales of shared experience are tipped best not in rousing speeches to large crowds who have much in common, but in small conversations between ordinary Americans that lead to a deeper understanding between those who seemingly have little in common except love of country and respect for humankind. As different as we are, we share a love for America and our respect for humankind. That is why we yearn for morality and integrity in our leadership. That is why we need Bob Dole. And we understand that the promise of America is not a guarantee or a warranty of success, not an annuity or an entitlement of prosperity. That is what President Eisenhower called a continuous aspiration that people of all faiths, all races, may have their great human needs satisfied. Early in his life, Bob Dole came to know well the heavy responsibilities that the American promise of freedom imparts. He raised himself up out of a chair not unlike the one I sit in tonight, and he proved that the promise of America was not a cruel deception, but a dynamic reality. Hold fast, America. Hold fast to each other, to young Connor McDonald, to brave Mary Fisher, to beautiful Hydeum Broadbent, to courageous Captain Scott O'Grady, to the Empire State's Jack Kemp. To our strong leader, Bob Dole. So let us make new friends and forgive old enemies. In the spirit of Abe Lincoln, let us bind up our nation's wounds with the perseverance of Teddy Roosevelt. Let us struggle hard for what we believe. Let us soar high over the next American century, linked arm in arm, recapturing the promise, rekindling the pride, and restoring the American dream. God bless us all. God bless America. Thank you.
Detective Stephen McDonald of the New York City Police Department speaking last night at the Republican National Convention in San Diego. Detective McDonald was shot in the line of duty in 1986 while detailed to the anti-crime unit in Central Park.